Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Yod Amud Bet, about to look at what is conventionally called the third Mishnah of the first Perek. We've dealt with the Zman of Kriyat Shema of Arvit in the first Mishnah or collection of Mishnayot, with the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shacharit in the previous one. And now we're going to look at the issue of body language. Beit Shammai Omrim Ba'erev Kol Adam Yatu V'Yikru. Everybody should lean over or lie down and read Shema Uva Boker, and for Shema of the morning you have to stand up. Ya'amod Shenemar Uva Shach B'chav Kumecha, when you lie down, meaning as you lie down, and when you stand up. They look at a different part of the pasuk. Read however you're going to read, standing, sitting, reclining, however. Shenemar Uva Lech Techav Aderech, when you go on your way, meaning whatever way you are. So Bnei Hillel has to explain B'shach B'chav Kumecha. The answer is B'sha'ash Bnei Adam Shochvin or B'sha'ash Bnei Adam Odin. It refers not to body language, but rather to time, as we dealt with in the previous sugyot. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Now we hear a story. Hanayiti Baladerech. I was traveling. V'hitayti the Kol Kiddush Rabbi Shammai. Evidently, he lay down on the side of the road to read because it was nighttime. And I almost got killed. Robbers came and I just got away. His colleagues told him, you should have been in trouble, you really should have been killed, because you violated the words of Beit Hillel. So we'll see how that all plays out. First of all, Bishlama Beit Hillel Kamafashi Tamayu Tamay the Bishamai. So Beit Hillel is on good ground. They explained their reason, and they also explain what to do with Beit Shammai's Pasuk. In other words, they say Balech Tchavaderech is their source, and Shoch Bachav Kumecha is explained as referring to time. Hello Beit Shammai Maitamala Mikha Beit Hillel. So why don't Beit Shammai accept Beit Hillel's interpretation of Balech Tchavaderech? Beit Shammai Imkain Neimakra Baboker Uva Erev. If the Torah just wanted to say read Shema at night in the morning, say Boker and Erev. My B'shach B'chav Kumecha. I didn't say when you lie down, when you get up. Meaning, B'shat Shchiva, Shchiva Mamash. When it's lying down time, you say it lying down. B'shat Kima, when it's time to rise up, B'kima Mamash, you have to stand up. So what do they do with the two words that Beit Hillel interpret to refer to explain body language, B'lech Tchava Derech? And the answer is, they need it for the following. That's when you're sitting in your house, as opposed to if you're engaged in a mitzvah, when you're exempt. And when you're walking on the way, as opposed to a chatan who's about to get married, or has just gotten married, and is not yet consummated. So if he's marrying a girl who was never married before, he's patur. He's marrying a widow, for instance, he's chayav. My mashma, where'd you get that from the pasuk? Rapapa kiderach, because the Torah says, b'lech tchava derach, when you're going on the way. Ma derach reshut, af kol reshut. Therefore, it's only when you're involved in something that's up to you. Meaning, you can go, you don't have to go, there's no mitzvah involved. Aren't we even talking about a case where a guy is on his way to do a mitzvah and the Torah still says you have to read Shema? So you can't leave to Rachmona b'shevet v'lechet. And the Torah should say when sitting and when walking. My b'shiftecha v'lechtecha, when you're sitting and you're walking. B'shevet idach v'lechet idach v'chayev. It's only when you're sitting for yourself and you're walking for yourself that you're chayev. Had a mitzvah, but if you're sitting somewhere because God said you got to sit there, or more importantly, you're going somewhere to do something God told you to do, had a mitzvah p'tirot, you're exempt. So even if you're marrying a widow, getting married is a mitzvah. The answer is high torid v'high lo torid. It's not just a mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah that's occupying your mind and has you anxious. A man about to marry a girl who's never been married before is anxious about his ability to consummate and what he's going to find. So imishum tirda, if it's just because of being upset about something or anxious, afilu talas finato b'yam nami. Then even if your cargo ship goes down at sea, you should be patur from Shema. If you think that's the case, that only people with a clear mind are chayv in Shema, why do we have the following ruling? Avel chayav b'chol mitzvot amor patur. And Avel, who's certainly thinking about other things, he's just buried his relative, a member of his family. He's chayav in all the mitzvot chutz min tefillin. On the first day, which is Yom HaMita and Yom HaKfura, he's exempt from tefillin. Because God tells Yechezkel, you keep your glory on you, which is a reference to tefillin, when his wife dies, as opposed to everybody else who takes it off. So hatam tari to the mitzvah. The answer is that when you're kones at habetula, you're anxious about something that has to do with a mitzvah. Here it's your ship is going down. That's your own cargo. That's your own stuff. So that's Beit Shammai's reason. So there's some confusion as to the Girsa in this ending part, because really Beit Shammai was the last one to speak. But the way we read it is that Beit Shammai says that was needed to say that a shliach mitzvah is patur, and therefore uvelech techavaderach. They seem to disagree and say that if you're on your way, then you could read while you're on the way. In any case, the last part, there's some confusion with the wording. Tanarabanan, we have a brayta that explicates this. Beit Hillel Omrim, Omdin Rekoin, you could stand and say Shema, Yoshvin Rekoin, say sit down and say Shema, Matin Rekoin, you could be reclining and say Shema, Olchim Adarech Rekoin, you could be walking and say Shema, Oskin Bimlachtan Rekoin, you could be doing work and say Shema. Umaseb Rabbi Shema, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, famous Tosefta, Shem Subin Makom Echad, they were reclining at a meal. Vayar Bishma Muter, Rabbi Shema was actually leaning over, but Elazar ben Azariah Muka Azakuf, he was sitting up. Kevan Shigi Azman Kriyat Shema Itah Rabbi Elazar ben Zakuf. Rabbi Elazar ben Zakuf Rabbi Shema. When it came time for Shema, Rabbi Elazar lied down. It was nighttime. He lay down. And Rabbi Shema sat up. Amado Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Shema. So he said to him, Yishma Lachi, Emsholacha Mashal. You know what it's like? Somebody, they say to somebody, you've got a nice beard. Okay, I'll shave it off. That's a weird reaction. Same thing. As long as I was sitting up, you're reclining. Now I recline, which means I'm imitating you. You sat up. I was following Beit Hillel. You were following Beit Shammai. It was nighttime and you reclined. Plus, I was concerned about something else. The students will see us and they're going to say, this is what the halacha is, that you have to lie down. So my v'lo'od, right, Rabbi Shmuel, I had the second reason. Beit Hillel, nami ilu matin. Beit Hillel said, you could also be reclining. You don't have to recline. So therefore, I could have stayed reclining. That's only if you're reclining and you just stay there and you say Shema. But now, if you were sitting up till now, then you deliberately lay down in order to say Shema. The students are going to say, aha, it must be the halacha is like Beit Shammai. And therefore, I had to sit up to show that your reclining was only a matter of choice and not a matter of halacha. So Yechezkel says the following thing. You still have a choice to follow Beit Shammai in any halacha or like Beit Hillel. If you follow Beit Shammai, you haven't done anything, meaning you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah where they are opposed to Beit Hillel. Did not. Famous Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishai Roshov Rebos Sukkah V'Shulchanon B'Toch HaBayit. Let's say that a majority of your body and your head was your head and majority of body was in the sukkah, and your table was in the house. You had a very small sukkah. The table was in the house. But shemat poslin, meaning you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. It's not a proper size sukkah. V'tel ha-machshirin, they say it's fine. I'm only Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai. So Beit Hillel told Beit Shammai, Ma'aseh shachu zignei Beit Shammai zignei Beit Hillel, meaning the generation before us went. L'vakeret Rabbi Yosef ben Yochanan ben HaChoronit. They visited Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lived in Choron. They found him with that exact same kind of sukkah. They didn't say anything to him, which means it's okay. So Beit Shammai said to Beit Hillel, that's not a proof. They actually told him that if this is what you've been doing, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. They weren't silent. They actually said something. What does that tell you? That from Beit Shammai's perspective, if you follow Beit Hillel, you're not Yotzei, which would mean the opposite also. He takes it one step further, and a very critical step. He says, if you follow Beit Shammai, you're chayav mita. It's like you've gone against the Beit Din. Once the decision was to follow Beit Hillel, then I'm going to be Tarfon. From the end of our Mishnah, when the colleagues told Rabbi Tarfon that he really should have been killed because he violated the words of Beit Hillel. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, about Berchot Kriyat Shema. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.